When the Lord comes to you and says, how much of me then do you really want? We glibly say, oh, I'll have it all, please, Lord. But actually, there's a cost. Because two things can't occupy the same space, you see. So if he's going to come in his fullness, you've got to start looking around at what you can get rid of to make a place for him. So pastimes might go, cinema, theatre. Friends might go. Family might need to be put a bit further down the importance list. Dogs, fish, whatever it is that's occupying your heart right now. Because he wants unshared love, you know. He doesn't want to do time share, and he doesn't want to do sharing of your love with someone else. That may sound really hard, but both in the Old Testament and the New, the command went forth, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind and strength. What it's saying is, love me first with the love that I give you. And then you can love everything else in its proper place. Then, my darling, you won't fall into idolatry of things, people, places, animals, your car, your next job, holiday, whatever it is. We are so prone to making little idols in our heart. It's not by chance that we call them pop idols, and we don't even notice what we're saying. We worship things, people, animals. We do it, beloved, we do it. Because our hearts were made for him alone. And the fall has caused a hole in our heart that we try to stuff with something other than him. So when we come to him, he brings us back to that first commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind and strength. And just watch how your life comes straight when you do that. Everything will line up under that. And the love that you will then display will be the agape of God. The self-giving, self-sacrificing love. Because the throne of the universe, you know, is a cross. It gives itself, it doesn't take. Whereas our love wants something for itself. Basically, it wants to possess, acquire, control the thing that it loves or it says it loves. But our love's fallen like everything else about us. And this is hard to recognise too, that our best feelings are no good, as I said before. It's all got to go to the cross. So has your love gone to the cross yet and come out the other side as agape? Be a bit like being put through a ringer, really. But when you come out the other side, you will be as white as snow. Are you going to give him all of you today? Or are you going to still hold a bit back like Ananias and Sapphira? Choice is yours. Not going to love you any the less. But choice is there. God bless you as you think about this.